There's something about these songs that just do bring peace. We're Tommy and Brooke. This is Joy 99, because we need a little Christmas now.
Here's what Liz said on her Facebook page. My soul needed this. All of my kids squealed with excitement hearing the Christmas music this morning. We jammed all the way to school. Thanks, Liz. It's going to be sunny today in 57.
Well, our friend Dan Seaborn from Winning at Home joins us every Tuesday morning. And today being Election Day, I know that Dan, you have some thoughts for us as we head to the polls or to the office or to the next Zoom meeting. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy Brooke. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you. I want to first start by saying we did not sit here and pre-talk, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't sit and chat about what I'm going to talk about, et cetera. So I want to say something to you two and to JQ as a station first personally. This has been a challenging time for you guys because you are a for-profit station. You know, you're not a not-for-profit. There are other not-for-profits like myself who can decide some things we do, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But as a for-profit station, you guys have been put in some situations, and especially you two and those who are on air, you have to share certain things as part of the legal spiegel that goes with it. So I just want to thank you guys for that because mm-hmm. you've taken some criticism for it. I know you've received some people who are frustrated at you, probably even listening right now. And I want to say to those people, because I'm one of you, I drive around and listen, I want to say to you, chill. Like, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying chill a little bit. Because the responsibilities of living in this world and respecting the laws of this world is part of our culture. It's part of our civility. It's Jesus living that same way. He did the same thing. Jesus did some things that he said, well, this is Caesar. I need to do these things. This is what applies. Mm. But yet he lived his own personal life way above it. So I just thank you guys. You've done it. You've done it classy. You haven't reacted in, with your attitudes or anything else. You've kept a smile. So good job. So those of us who are listeners who appreciate you, I just want to start with that.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
Then I want to turn the corner a little bit. I'm gonna get on to some of the listeners today. You're probably not going to like me a lot. I'm going to close with prayer, but I'm going to get on to you a little bit because some of us have stooped down to way back. I remember talking to you about taking the 30,000 foot view.
Mm-hmm.
We are not at 5,000 feet believers. There ought to be something different about us as Christians. If the world looks at us and we look the same and our posts look the same and our reactions look the same, then Jesus is making no difference in our life.
Mm.
Because Jesus always responded with kindness even to those he didn't agree with. Mm-hmm. The only ones he didn't do that with would have been the Pharisees, the Sadducees. So I want to just remind us today as believers, no matter what happens, of course we all know this, but no matter what happens, God is not wringing his hands. He's not in heaven sweating it. He's got this and he's under control. And he is accomplishing his long-term will. Let me say this. His will not be thwarted. Nothing man does will stop God's end game.
Mm.
And so I just want to remind you of that today. And then I want to say this. I have some friends who are Democrats, and I have some friends who are Republicans. And yesterday, I had someone come to me and said, you can't be, and they named a political party, and said, you can't be that party and be a Christian. And I paused, and I looked at them, and I said, I hope you aren't serious.
Mm.
I hope you aren't serious. Of course I am. There will not be, named a party, anyone from that party in heaven.
Whoa.
And I went, that's almost blasphemy, and I want you to know I'm embarrassed. You said it out loud. And I want you to know that some of my friends who don't, they're not of my political persuasion, okay? Some of my friends who are not of my political persuasion, I said to this person, they're going to get in heaven faster than me. Their life is godly.
Mm.
And I may not agree with them on every issue, but I trust that God is speaking to them and their soul. I'm not God. I don't get to decide what the final count is. I don't get to decide what is right and what is wrong. God gets to do that. There are some biblical things, absolutely. We can pick one. Right here as Christians on the air, we could all pick abortion. Of course, I believe it's wrong, okay? But I also want to say, make sure you don't decide what other people are doing internally. When they are followers of the Lord, they're seeking the Lord. If he speaks and guides them in a certain area, celebrate that. We can't all be leaders of Winning at Home. We can't all be JQ on air, talent. But we all have our place in the kingdom. And God calls us to live that way and sometimes care about an issue that maybe others don't care as much about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I challenge you today, rise above politics. With your statements to each other, with your kindness to each other, with your gentleness, with your self-control, rise above politics. So today I'm going to pray, and I'm not going to pray man's will be done. I'm not going to pray that your person you wanted to win is going to win. I'm not going to pray that. I'm going to pray God's will be done. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pray he would protect our nation. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pray that he would put angels around our nation, that there would not be violence. Because long term, I want this to be a nation that honors God, and I want my grandchildren to have a shot at to grow up in the nation that I grew up in.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And so my prayer is that the things we need to change, the areas in social issues we need to change, the areas in abortion issues we need to change, all those things, I'm going to pray that God's will. And right now, I know God's will. Can you back off from that just a second and say God's will? So join me. I invite all you listeners, even those of you who didn't like what I said just now, I invite you to join me in prayer and let's humble ourselves before the Lord. I don't know it all, but I do know that God is with us today. And so, God, I humbly come before you. You are the God of the past, the present, and the future. No one ever comes into power unless you allow it. And today, we pause and we say we're going to do our civil duty, but we're going to trust in the divine deity who knows already what the outcome will be. And we're going to submit today, Lord, to your will. Mm-hmm. Let your will come. Let your name be praised. Mm-hmm. You always, through good and bad, know how to bring glory to your name. Mm-hmm. And so today, that's what we're asking for, that your name would be exalted, that we would humbly get in our proper place, and that we would recognize the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who doesn't miss anything. Mm-hmm. So today, Lord, would you allow your divine presence to be over our nation? Mm-hmm. Would you protect us from violence? Mm-hmm. Right now, where someone is plotting something evil, mm-hmm. I pray you would just thwart it. You would just stop it. You would just shut it down. Mm-hmm. You would make there be confusion in places where people are trying to put together things that could be detrimental to all those around us. Just shut it down, Lord. You can do that because you are the one who does the unseen.
Yep.
Today, we're going to do some seen stuff. Lord, we know you're in the background pulling off what you want to pull off. And so it is with great joy that we submit all of this to you. We thank you for being our Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the one who is here from the beginning of time and who will be here in the very end, which is eternity. And so today, we put ourselves at this moment in time at your feet. We lay all that happens today in this nation at your feet. Tonight, as we watch results, as we see the things that play out, as we possibly know tonight and possibly know in weeks, we have no idea. But how great it is to know that you are watching over us, mm-hmm. that you will turn everything to your good for those of us who are seeking to follow you. So bless us. Guide us today. Keep our mouths honoring to you. Keep our post blatantly Christian. Let us reflect the love of Jesus in what we do and how we respond. Thank you that JQ can reach out across many, many miles, touching many, many lives, literally worldwide now. I pray today for all those who are listening that they would find peace by listening to this station, because you give a peace that the world doesn't know anything about. And remind us today, you are here with us. And you will guide us. And we all say this together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.